Beyond the brown and nubile aureole lies the world opening to me like a storm cloud. I feel I must explain my sorrows to everyone, but no. Perhaps only my bones know precisely of my tremor and the muscles that love me without ambiguities or glaring words. There are no verb endings or syllables that can contain what now troubles me. They say nothing hurts as much as when they strike at your flesh and blood, and that's what they've done. They say there is a sound, an all-seeing God that has seen it all. In my opinion, it will be the goddesses who will leave empty the coffers of the impostors, no coins on their stiffened eyelids. Every cruel word you dedicated to me will be repaid with your suffering, your tears, your blood, and your absence. A lightning strike awaits those who scorn a mother's fears for her children. A plague so vast, a plenipotentiary of locusts will blind them and silence their petty words and deeds. Curses will rain upon the wicked, and every penny wrung from me will spill from their coffers. Thorns will grow where silence stiffens with your impiety, and you will be tormented even in sleep. Such is the price for desecrating the sacred and laughing in the face of a mother. And the smallest one, whom Medusa denied, will be an anaphora of beauty in her dead irises. I'm not afraid to say goodbye. The Sun King is on our side as we ride the chariot at the foot of the Wheel of Fortune, hand in hand with strength and temperance. The world opens up to us with no need for you. The Queen of Swords may suffer from melancholy. She will cover her wounds with her cloak, but there will be no sterile ground nor languid tears to evoke you. You can spend the night with all our belongings, among the toys and echoes of our children's voices, satisfied to have returned to the nothing. And you can sit down and read all the horrible words that you used to destroy the beauty that visits you only once in life. The black obsidian knife has severed the bond. The portal is closed. There is no hate or resentment in the nubile brown aureola, only milk for my second child. Your lineage may curse me or lie about my existence, but everything they did will be reversed 70 times 7. Keep insulting what you truly hate, your face in the mirror. I'll leave with two angels made of flesh in the midst of this uncertain time that stretches out before us, benevolent.